Hi, it's Ryan Jennings. Today I'm talking about how to turn a podcast into a book, which on the surface of it sounds like a really easy thing to do. After all, with a podcast, you already have all of the content you need, right? So all you've got to do is sift through that content and you've got yourself a book. Well, not so fast, because there are some things you can do up front if you prepare on your podcast to ask the right questions so that when you come to write your book, you have some of the framework already there. And the first area is around standardizing questions. Do you standardize or not? You don't have to go all in one way or another, but if you decide to standardize, the book part later will be really easy. It doesn't come without a constraint, and that is that by standardizing, it's not as easy to go with the flow. So in my opinion, your audience in a podcast won't get as much from you if you're standardizing questions. So here's my recommendation. Take a midway point where you're prioritizing going with the flow during your podcast interview. So picking up on threads they leave, asking questions that relate to the last couple of things they said, and letting that conversation meander naturally is going to give you a better podcast outcome. Now, in your notes, while you're doing that podcast, make sure that you've done your prep so you know when that interviewee is starting to touch on one of your standardized questions, because that allows you to do two things. The first is you can be forward with your question and slot it right in naturally. So if an interviewee is talking about why they do what they do, you can say, well, tell me the specific or the first time you really felt that this was your calling. You know, that dry cleaning for corporate clients was the thing you wanted to do for the rest of your life. And sometimes what that does is it gives your interviewee permission to reach back to the formative moment. And that not only works for listening, but what you then uncover is that kernel, that core, that seed where it all began. And if you put that into a book, you've got yourself an absolute firecracker. So, summary on that first point, standardized questions, know what they are for your podcast, keep them in your notes. Don't go through them one by one, but instead naturally weave them into conversation. And after your podcast, make sure you document that. So that's the second point I'm going to come on to, making your notes. Something I did sporadically over my 100 interviews and I should have done more of was to make my notes as I went and publish it. By publishing it, as many of you know, you publish your thoughts in the Alt MBA. It requires you to have a discipline of thinking, a discipline of putting down your thoughts in a structured manner for others to pick up. If you do that during your podcast series, you're structuring your own thoughts so they move on for the next interview. It also makes for great content in crib notes when you come back to it. And the third element is for an audience that doesn't necessarily listen to your whole podcast, they may pick up the article and give you some feedback or response. You're getting to test some of the things, the insights, the knowledge, the content you're creating with your audience. So second point, making your notes, publishing them, great for later on for writing your book, but also great during the process. Number three, reading the listening stats. With each of your podcasts, you'll get to see how popular it is. I had a particular podcast, episode 25, when I interviewed one of New Zealand's wealthiest commercial property managers and owners, and that put a spike in the charts, and that told me that people wanted to hear from someone who very rarely gave interviews. And so that guided some of the people I then interviewed on my show. When it comes to writing the book, the listening stats gives you some type of guide as to how much ink should go on a page for a particular topic or interviewee. I had another person who's a up-and-coming artist and painter, and when I interviewed him, he was really at the start of that journey. He's now out in the open. He's gone big. He's gone stellar. So I know through the listening stats that I can afford to give him more ink and more paper in the book because he has that audience built in. Next up, picking up broader themes. Through any point in time, you will find there are some themes that come up again and again on your podcast because that's the zeitgeist of the moment, whether it's political, economical, technology. So for the moment, it's, you know, AI, machine learning, might be Trump, politics, globalization. Those are kind of the general areas. Over time, that will age a podcast and certainly won't make for a good book because it's not timeless content. Unless that's where you're going with it. If there is a broader theme at play, then don't be afraid to weave that through your podcast because then you can weave it into your book. The beauty of a book is it also gives you the opportunity to pick up on a bigger theme that no one else has because you've done the interviews, you've done the podcasts. If you're looking at your work as a collective whole, maybe it reveals something to you that you didn't know before, and you can make that revelation known through your book. In the 100 interviews I did, there were certain points, episode 70 was one, where I thought, wow, I kind of get what this is all telling me about New Zealand businesses, about where the country's going, and what small businesses in particular need to do to take that next leap. And no one's talking about this in mainstream media. And when it comes out in my book, this is something entirely new. And I think that's the point, is that if you're going to do all this research through podcasts and audiences, and it's not for the celebrity, it's not to hear your voice or to give a soapbox to someone else, if it's really for the content and the insight, ask yourself what the broader picture is that all of this body of work you're creating is pointing to. Next up, number four, weaving in your story. So I'm telling you this here for the first time. No one else knows this. It's not even in the book. Over the 100 business owner interviews, there was a Easter egg. And I love Easter egg concepts where something is hidden in the operating system that only the inner circle get to know about. And the thing I hid through the 100 was a little thread of my own personal family story because I wanted my son Joseph to be able to listen to these 100, and in every single one of them, there would be some element where I weaved in some of my own family story. So when I interviewed a famous New Zealand photographer, Richard Brimmer, I talked about how my great-grandfather took the photo of New Zealand troops landing at Gallipoli. So don't be afraid in your podcast to add in some personal flavor and some backstory that has relevance to your family because you're capturing who you are to a wider audience. And later on, if you want to write a memoirs-style book, you've already got all this content, audio written, woven in. I'm not saying that's the only way of doing it. You might want to weave in your personal story and reiterate it. I know Tim Ferriss does this very successfully in the way he weaves in his technology background, how he did his own personal MBA over 2 years, and what it took, what the bets were. And he reiterates that at various stages throughout his 300 and something podcasts, which I'm a big fan of as well. Number five, documenting the assets. Probably my biggest, weakest point is making sure that once you've got your podcast done, that you put it in a folder, you've got the WAV file, you have a folder per episode, you keep photos of people, you keep photos of products, you keep the WAV file originals, everything that you need to later refer to, because you're going to forget it all as you get later on in your podcasting series. There is a whole lot of content that gets created and it's easy to lose it. I always posted it to YouTube, podcast, SoundCloud, iTunes, all of those places. But when it comes to writing your book, you're going to be referring to those regularly. So I was referring to SoundCloud on a regular basis, the WAV files to get particular cuts, because I wanted the quotes exactly in the words of the people I interviewed. And either I recreated those in the book verbatim, or used that to tie into a bigger theme, a broader theme that I wanted to build. And through the 100 interviews, that translated into 9 chapters. And those chapters were broader themes that help Kiwi successes in business, and there were 9 of them. Then the interviewees were interspersed throughout all of those 9 chapters. So some repeated because they had multiple insights on different areas, and others I would use once and sparingly, but in a whole lot of detail. So keep documenting your assets as you're going through this. It makes it easy at the other side. If you're really smart, go to Fiverr, get yourself someone that does transcription, and transcribe all of your podcasts so you've got all of the Word documents sitting there as well. You can use tools like Wordle.net that will tell you what each of your podcasts are really about through transcription. I didn't do that, but that's an option. Number 6 and last, I think it's number 6, might be number 7. When you're ready to write, when you're sitting down, you've done your podcasts, you're ready to write your book, where do you start? How do you know what that first paragraph or page should say? And I know this is trite and kind of the thing all writers say is just start writing. I would add to that, start writing based on your favorite podcast episode. Start at the point that you thought, man, I loved that episode. That we had a great time. We uncovered some amazing insights, or we had a brilliant audience for that. For me, in my set of podcasts, it was all the ones around creativity and art as it related to business, because it doesn't seem like it had a lot to do with business. So that first set of writing was really around the business of art, and that had an outsized or overweight effect on the rest of how this book was structured. Then just get on and write. Just write. You've got to do a ton of writing, no filtering. You guys all get that. You're all MBA alumni. You know what that's about. And you'll see when you're starting to get to, I was about 26,000 words in, I started to see some themes developing. Scrivener is a great tool for this, because once you see the themes, you can start breaking out your writing into different topics, which ultimately can become chapters. And Scrivener does that very well. You've got a file per chapter or per area. It also means you can jump backwards and forwards. So I was finding that I would run out of something to say on a particular topic. So for example, managing business risk, because I was light in my podcast on that, and it was forward focused, not necessarily risk and insurance and rear vision mirror focused. So I can go back to it, or I could just push it to the bottom of my Scrivener page and decide it wasn't going to make the cut. Once you start to see what these develop into, these themes, go back and look at those broader themes that you were documenting along the way of what you thought you were documenting back in your podcast. Have you covered what you wanted to? Or are you covering something different that's even more powerful? Ask yourself, what are you missing? What's not in there that should be in there? And that's a great thing about doing a book after your podcast, is you can fill in the gaps of what you're missing from your interviews. It gives you a certain amount of freedom to talk to something that may not have been discussed on your interviews. So that's something you can add in afterwards, is that opportunity to fill in the gaps. Now, the last part, and this is really summing up, is the written book is a snapshot because the podcast is a snapshot. These were certain conversations from certain people. Some of those will be timeless, some will age well, others will decay, and others will be completely incorrect because of how that person or business or topic has shifted since your podcast. I left my book longer because I started in the start of 2016 and I didn't get through the 100 for 500 and something days later, not till mid-2017. So the book, from interview one to completion, it's nearly 2.5 years. So maybe a learning point would be to start earlier, or maybe another learning point could be make sure that some of your content for each podcast has a timeless element to it, so that when you come to write your book, you've got something that will stand the test of time. Because unlike any other medium, books last forever. Your kids, your grandkids, and on may just be reading your words, and they'll get to know about you and what you did through what you write on that piece of paper. So make sure it's the best it can possibly be. So that's it. That's everything I have learned on taking a podcast and making it into a book. The book, 100% Kiwi Business, comes out in the next few weeks. It is a book that's based on the 100 CEOs and business owners in New Zealand that I interviewed. And it's kind of a big book. It's 300 and something pages, 332 pages, weighs nearly 2 kilos. It's a commemoration of all the people that were in the book and should serve as a kind of a blueprint for anyone who's in a business that isn't listed on a stock exchange and should have relevance to any kind of provincial town around the world where people want to take their own leap and make their business successful by doing the hard things. So thank you for listening, and thank you for taking the time to put something into the world with your podcast and to have the strength and the confidence to put your voice out there and to be considering putting it into a book. Well done to all of you guys, and I look forward to seeing what some of you cook up. I'm listening to some of your podcasts through the old MBA, and certainly there are some very strong threads that could make a wonderful book. So good luck out there.